Let's get to tabloid trash.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Britney alone.
So I always picture that celebrities just get along. I don't know why I think this. I just figure, like, celebrities all know each other and they go to parties and they all are just fine. And I don't know why I think of that as, like, a perfect...
I don't know, because that's definitely not the case.
No, it's not. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because, again, I don't know how celebrities interact. It just seems strange to me. David is suing Mark Wahlberg's fitness company called F45. What is that? What do they do, by the way?
Apparently fitness.
Do they have gyms, I wonder? I don't know. Or does Mark Wahlberg just show up and just encourage you to do another push-up or something? Because he's in good shape.
He is in good shape.
Well, so is David Beckham. Anyway, David Beckham says he was promised stock in the company F45 as part of some deal for being a brand ambassador. He never got his shares, so he's suing. And that's really all there is to that story. But I just find celebrities to be mysterious, I guess.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan fell on stage. Did you see this story?
No.
He's,
is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He was out on stage on a stage at a festival in Vancouver, Canada, Saturday, when he slipped on somebody's cell phone. Now, I don't think anybody meant to do anything wrong. It's not like where you see fans throwing beer cans and stuff on stage. The cell phone was just sitting on stage, and he was pumping up the next song, and his foot landed on the cell phone, and he slipped and fell. And he did joke about it. He said something like, "My lawyer will call you," or something, but he was joking.
Yeah.
Unless he was. No, he was joking. So that happened, and he's just fine. Tom Cruise has quite an interesting life as well. He enjoyed a private Spice Girls reunion at Posh Spice's birthday bash. Which one is Posh?
Victoria Beckham. She had her birthday.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last week. Yeah, she turned 50.
Yeah.
So they had a little party, and all the Spice Girls came. And again, this is how celebrities live. You and I don't live this way.
No.
Okay. Footloose. Footloose came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
And as I've always said, if I ever wound up in a town that banned dancing, I'd be like, okay, this is pretty good. I think I'll stay here. By the way, Kevin Bacon was kind of an odd choice to be in that movie because he'll admit he can't dance. And if you look at the movie scenes, like, he's just kind of bouncing around. He's doing his best.
Yeah.
Anyway, he returned to the high school in Utah where Footloose was filmed for a community event. Big 40th anniversary celebration. He did that this weekend and talked about the film's enduring messages and all that stuff. So that's, I've never really read Footloose as being all that deep, but I guess it is. This is Chris Jansen. I like this song. It's called What You See Is What You Get. And in the video, it's Chris Jansen and The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson collaborating in the video.
I know. Isn't that so cool? They're like actual friends.
See, I wasn't sure. I haven't had time to look into that too much. They're actual... I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because how does Chris Jansen... No offense to Chris Jansen. If they're not friends, how does Chris Jansen get one of the biggest stars in Hollywood right now to do a music video?
Yeah.
So they have to be friends.
The Rock is also friends with Jelly Roll, like, before he was even famous.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm friends with Jelly Roll.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not friends with The Rock. I really don't have any friends, actually. I think you're my only friend.
Probably. Chris Jansen, he's going to be in town on May 17th. Get your tickets at 33westevents.com.
Yes, that's right. And the video is also on our website, 921thefrog.com. Birthdays today. Amber Heard, who I always thought got a raw deal, but you tend to not be a fan.
I think women can be toxic and abusive, too. I'm not saying he wasn't, but she wasn't innocent either.
Well, I agree.
She defecated on his pillow.
Is that wrong? Okay, Oh, by the way, she's 38 today. Other birthdays. Jack Nicholson is 87. That's tabloid trash. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up this Wednesday evening at Elida Elementary, they're having their Dive into Reading Family Reading Night. 92.1 The Frog is going to be there along with many other community organizations to help you out in the home. But also, we'll talk later this hour to someone from the school about everything going on there. But first, coming up around 7:30, we're going to play Are You Country Enough? It's your chance to win a pizza from Westgate Lanes. Am I country enough?
Or what?
Just to be country?
Sure.
Thank you. 419-879-9292 is our number. So we'll do that shortly on the Frog. I've got a pizza. Westgate Lane's Pizza. 18 inches, two items, and it's amazing.
Sounds delish.
It is delicious. And if you like, I'll come out and I'll even serve it, maybe.
Probably not.
If you win. We're going to give away a pizza. It's time to play.
Are you country enough?
Are you country enough? 419-879-9292. This is where we have three multiple choice questions. And they could be about farming. They could be about red dirt roads. They could be about something country, you know? And so the first person to get all three correct will win a pizza from Westgate Lanes. 419-879-9292. Hi, what's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, where are you from?
Lima.
Okay, I've got three multiple choice questions. Do you think you're country enough to win?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't have called if you didn't think you had a shot. So, okay, I wish you luck. Question number one. What do you call a young female chicken under a year old who has yet to lay eggs? Is it hen, pullet, or clucker? Hen, pullet, or clucker?
Hen?
See, I think this is tough. I'm afraid that's wrong. I know my poultry.
Apparently.
Hi, what's your name?
John.
Okay. Question number one, what do you call a young female chicken under a year old who has yet to lay eggs? Is it a hen, a pullet, or a clucker?
Pullet.
That is correct. All right, question number two. We're on our way. Tags for identification and bug repelling are often clipped to which body part on beef cattle? Is it the ear, the nose, or the tail?
We'll go with the...
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. 419. I appreciate you trying, though, both of you. 419-879-9292. Hi, what's your name?
Charles.
Charles, you feel like you're country enough, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one. What do you call a young female chicken under a year old who has yet to lay eggs? A hen, a pullet, or a clucker?
A pullet.
That's right. Tags for identification are often clipped to which body part on beef cattle? The ear, the nose, or the tail?
The ear.
There we go. And question number three, multiple choice. What is corn pone? Is it kind of like cornbread? Is it B, the husks of the corn cob, or is it C, the opposite of porn cone? What is corn pone? It is absolutely A. It's kind of like cornbread. I guess it's like denser than cornbread. We don't, you know, it's not really an Ohio thing, is it?
I don't think so.
No, but no. Either way, have you ever had corn pone, by the way?
No.
Neither have I.
I've had cornbread, but I...
Yeah, I've never had corn pone. But hey, you've won. Congratulations. You've got yourself a pizza from Westgate Lanes. You hang on. See, we learned something today, Victoria.
We did.
I don't like to learn too much this early on a Monday, but we did.
That's true.
With us in the studio is Melanie Cady. She is the Title I reading teacher at Elida Elementary. And coming up this Wednesday evening for all Elida families that have kids in the Elida schools is something called Dive Into Reading, Family Reading Night. Melanie, first of all, thanks for coming in. And what is this all about?
So this is to promote literacy and to bridge that gap between families and home and try to give families the resources that they're looking for to build literacy at home, to help their students read at home. You know, we have a lot of families that come to us for resources, and this is the perfect night to get everything all at once.
So when we're talking about resources, I imagine we're talking mainly about reading material.
Agreed. So they're going to get free books, but also we have games and fun ways to either learn to decode, which is sounding out words, or to learn how to comprehend something. We have passages and we have games that go along with them. So the kids really don't know that they're, you know, learning. And it's a great way to have over the summer for parents to be able to do with their kiddos.
You know, and I never would have thought of the games aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I would have just thought about kids reading or parents reading to kids or vice versa, which is a part of it, I imagine.
Sure. It's great to read to your kids. Absolutely. But there's more that goes into it.
If I got it right, the case is if I've got kids enrolled in Elida Elementary, I'm invited. Families are invited.
Correct.
To this family reading night, which is happening Wednesday night, and it starts at 5 and goes till 7:30. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things I can expect if I go to this family reading night?
So you're going to get lots of free materials and resources, but also we have area agencies joining us. So we've got the Lima Public Library coming. We've got the Rhodes Mobile Lab coming. We've got fire trucks and police coming. We've got a lot of different area agencies that, you know, strive for literacy achievement, but also maybe you have other needs in your family and we'll have things for you as well there.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so this is a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes.
At this family reading night. And of course, it's free.
Yes, absolutely free. And we have a lot of donors who have donated money towards things that we purchased for the event or donated prizes and raffles for parents to enter for, you know, enticing parents to maybe want to come that make this all possible. We can't do it without our donors.
And it all boils down, I imagine, to instilling a love of reading at a young age.
Of course. Yeah, we want every kid to love reading. And reading is, I mean, you have to be able to read to be able to.
Yeah. You know, even in radio, even in radio, you have to read. And I know people are surprised when I say
that.
And
everybody can read. So it's just about finding how they learn to read.
Okay, that makes sense. Hey, make sure if you've got a child enrolled at Elida Elementary, attend the Dive Into Reading Family Reading Night going on this Wednesday night. The Frog is going to be there as well, for what it's worth. And by the way, I want to say one other thing, Melody. Congratulations on your increase in reading accuracy. Over the last school year, over the last year, like 20% increase, right?
Yes, we have had a 20% increase. We have amazing teachers. We have amazing families that have all poured into these kiddos, and it's showing.
We've got details about Dive Into Reading Family Reading Night. Elida Elementary families invited. It's all on our website, 921thefrog.com. And Melanie, I cannot thank you enough for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, thanks to White's Honda Toyota of Lima for making it possible for us to be there. Appreciate that. Coming up, Victoria, we've got three big things, including, of course, the top five songs of the week. Did you know that you're not supposed to throw furniture off of roofs?
I did know that, actually.
Morgan Wallen has finally broken his silence about that. So we'll see what he has to say. And one more thing coming up in three big things here on The Frog.
Lima's new country, 92.1, The Frog.
Three big things.
Brought to you by Activate Allen County.
The first big thing we do every Monday morning is count down the top five songs of the week, as counted by Lon Hell and Sundays at noon here on The Frog. And number five this week was Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late. Number four was Tyler Hubbard with Back Then Right Now. Number three was Outskirts, Sam Hunt. Number two was Morgan Wallen with Eric Church in Man Made a Bar. And number one this week was...
Oh, wait, I forgot my drum roll. Sorry.
And number one this week, if it's okay to continue.
Yeah.
Was Parker McCollum with Burn It Down.
I was distracted because I was thinking about what a great job Lon Helton has.
Like, oh, yeah.
He brings country stars into his studio. He talks to them for a bit. Somebody else probably puts the countdown together.
And yesterday he had Scotty McCreary.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, whatever. Hey, Scotty, you talk for 5 minutes and you're done. That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's probably more than that, but
probably.
Second big thing. This is Morgan Wallen along with Ernest. It's called Cowgirls, and Morgan Wallen has broken his silence on the whole chair throwing incident that happened at Eric Church's bar, what, a couple weekends ago, I guess it was?
Yeah.
Morgan posted, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, Eric Church's bar. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change." Morgan Wallen. Although he still has... Is there going to be a trial, or how does that work? Or is it just... I don't even know.
Yeah, they were felony charges that he was facing, right? Or I don't think they were misdemeanors. I forget.
Yeah, three felony charges.
So, I mean, it's up to him if he settles outside of court or not. I mean...
That's what he should do. That's what he should do, I think.
Hopefully he gets himself a good deal. Otherwise, he might be doing his concerts for... He might be doing a Jelly House Rock tour.
Jeez, I don't know. All right, third big thing. You are apparently not a big fan of romantic novels.
No.
I can't get enough of them.
Did you read, like, Harlequin romances?
All the time! No, I didn't.
I bet you did.
I didn't.
I bet you did.
I hear you.
Fabio on the cover.
Well, maybe sometimes. Somebody came up with the list of the top book boyfriends, okay? So Edward Cullen from the Twilight series.
I never read that. Never saw the movies either.
I didn't either, so I don't even know. I'm guessing that would be, what's his face?
He was Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter.
Okay.
I don't know his real name.
It's like Patton, right? I forget.
Is that it?
I don't know.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
Number two, most romantic book boyfriend is Christian Grey from 50 Shades.
Is that romantic?
I mean, I don't...
Wasn't he like
again, I don't know.
Sadist? I mean...
Well...
Okay.
Number one, most romantic boyfriend from a romance novel. Any idea? Mm-hmm. It's Noah from The Notebook.
Never seen the movie, never read the book, didn't even know his name was Noah. And I actually say that proudly, that I've never read a Nicholas Sparks book.
I think I've seen the movie. I know I've seen parts of it. I've definitely seen where he's standing in the rain. And that's about it. I don't know. My wife may have made me watch it a long time ago. I have no idea. But anyway, there you go. Those are the most romantic boyfriends.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have somebody else?
Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
That's
an
actor.
But still.
That's not...
That's a character.
Okay. That's three big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. Coming up, I'd say just about all of us, if we have any sense, when you get older and you start to become an adult, you realize like there's a lot of stuff you have yet to learn.
Yeah.
There's stuff you wish you'd known and when you were younger that you... Anyway, so coming up, some of that stuff from us. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. So 81% of high school students said they'd be willing to take an adulting crash course when they're in high school. I do think they're really... I think high schools, at least the one I went to, are terrible about teaching like finances.
Yeah.
They're horrible about that. Maybe they've improved since I was in school 100 years ago, but... do you want to start? Do you have any lessons that you wish you had known when you were younger that you now, of course, know very well as an adult?
I think like one of my biggest things is just try harder, in your academics and do better. I mean, because assuming you're going to go on to any sort of higher education, whether that's a trade school or college, like it's not the same. So just apply yourself better.
You know, I think that's a good point because my parents, I think they were trying to probably boost my self-esteem by saying, oh, David is special. At least I like to think that's what they meant now that I think about it. But I went into college with overconfidence. And meanwhile, I was in a classroom with a bunch of college students that were working harder than me because I just was like, oh, this won't be a big deal. And I was terrible in college my first couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't take it seriously enough. And meanwhile, everybody around me is like, I'm going to take this seriously. So I'm an idiot. I've got that lesson. Here's one of my biggest takeaways from just after high school. Your high school girlfriend is probably going to dump you.
There are some couples that are high school sweethearts, right. But it might not be your one and only.
And I'll be honest, I'm going to really tick off a bunch of high school couples right now. I kind of feel bad for the people that met in high school because it's like, well, you didn't even get to see anybody else in the world. But okay, if you're happy, that's cool.
I met my boyfriend right after graduation.
Okay, well, I feel bad for you.
He probably feels bad for himself sometimes.
We all feel bad for each other. Do you have any other lessons?
I think start saving.
Yeah.
Even if you're just putting back like 10% of your paycheck, whatever it is, just put it away. Do not touch it.
I've got one other one. Two real quick. One is don't leave a fire unattended, okay? Like I did that twice and I got lucky.
Okay.
I kind of set...
I feel like they teach you that like in kindergarten.
I know, but
okay.
I kind of set my backyard on fire once. So,
yeah.
Okay. And the other thing was I wish I had asked my father-in-law when he was still alive for his daughter's hand in marriage. You know, you're supposed to do that.
Yep. I know it sounds goofy, but do it.
I wish I'd done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of... It was kind of assumed that we were going to get married. And boy, that's not cool. I should have...
That's not romantic.
No. Well, I think some dads really look forward to that moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't give him that. So anyway, that's on a happy note. That's life lessons that we wish we'd known when we were younger. And coming up, of course, we've got tabloid trash here on The Frog. Chris Jansen and The Rock to talk about celebrities suing each other. The Spice Girls. Oh, my goodness. It's all coming up. Here's Zach Bryan on The Frog.